I like today's practice. Usually after a day off, it doesn't usually start the way you like it. I thought the start was good. I think watching the team periods specifically, there was some back and forth. Offense made some plays. Defense made some plays. Offense ran the ball well. So I liked a number of things I saw in the fundamental work. So I thought we definitely took a step forward today. I mean, Eddie Lacy definitely falls in the category of a big back, and big backs, fall forward. And, you're seeing Eddie and you're seeing James doing a better job. I thought James had probably one of his better days today. So, you obviously coach all your backs to try to do that, but that's definitely the benefit of big backs. And I've been fortunate throughout my career to coach big backs, and, it's definitely a preference, and particularly in that area. Well, number one, I get a lot of opportunities. I mean, we're starting to get nicked up there at cornerback, and but it's a little early to tell. Who do you specifically want to talk about? I think Hyde's. I mean, Mike had, from the first practices has jumped out, and I mean you have to notice that. It was good to have House back out there today, and I mean he got nicked there at the end. Nixon got nicked, and it's some of the things like by means. So I mean, I think they're all showing that they can play, and I think it's going to be clearly one of our more competitive groups positions.
How did House look, and whatever it is at the end? Are you concerned about that?
I don't have any information really to be concerned. I don't think it was anything major.
How did he look before?
He's in shape. He's ready to go. I mean, he had the illness, I've seen him a lot here this summer. So, I mean, I would have to say he's passed his injuries from the spring, and he looks good. He's confident. He's a longer lever guy, and definitely notice how I didn't get a chance to watch the one-on-one receivers and DBs. I was down there watching the one-on-one O-line, D-line run blocking. So,
Mike, several one-on-one rough stuff type drills today. As a coach, why do you like those situations?
Well, I think particularly early in training camp, it's very important to see your young guys go against the older guys, and also to get everybody get used to sticking their face in there, and playing with proper leverage and hitting their targets. And at the end of the day, you can draw up plays as much as you want, and everybody does it. When we pass protect, we try to create as many 2-on-1s and 3-on-2s and 4-on-3s as possible, but at the end of the day, there's going to be one-on-one somewhere across the across the front, or you get into the secondary and the perimeter people. You have to beat the one-on-ones. You got to win your one-on-ones. So you can't do enough of that stuff. And we've been trying to get a lot of reps, particularly early. Hopefully, we'll be able to maintain that pace because it's great. It's great video to watch and teach off of, but it also gives you a clear idea about what the game of football ultimately comes down to sometimes is just beating the guy over you. You can talk about technique, you can talk about plays and so forth, but at the end of the day, you got to whoop the guy over you.
Does Mike Daniels look different to you? You always think about those second-year guys making it.
Yeah, I think Mike Daniels definitely has a lot more pop. Mike's been here the whole time. I think Grant stayed here the whole summer. So Mike's always had a great motor, had a little bit of the injury last year, so he's definitely healthier at this point than he was. So he looks stronger, obviously has a better understanding of our defense, and he's even playing some of the tougher techniques, for his body type better. So I think Mike's off to a good start.
Mike, how big is the learning? Like, is he have the ability to move around and play?
Absolutely.
Right and all that stuff that you guys
Mike Daniels?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. Is that personnel or is that scheme?
Where do you stand with Tremont Williams at this point?
Tremont, I'm not concerned on a serious nature. It may be a couple weeks. It's something that we'll probably have more information here once we get past this week. So.
Is Tremont hurt here or did he come in with a stamp?
He's not even sure when he did it. It happened in practice. Yes, here.
Mike, how big is the learning curve for those young running backs in terms of blitz pickup?
Oh, shoot. I mean, let's go back to Larry's question. I mean, that's what you're talking about. I mean, you shut down in the middle of the pocket, and then you got the edge rusher, or you got an A or B gap blitzer. I mean, you got to close the door. So that's great work. It's a you're on an island in that particular drill, and it'll never be that. You know, it should never be that way as far as the spacing between you and the defender and the people around you. But you know, running backs. I thought the outside linebackers clearly got the best of the running backs today. You know, we were too high. You know, we weren't sitting down. Didn't have our head up. You know, hand, so it'll be good tape to watch. So that's a drill I'm sure we'll do again.
Mike, can you talk about your backup quarterbacks, please, and the improvements you've seen there and how they
prepare? Yeah, I'll tell you what. It's going to be. I think it's going to be an excellent battle. They both put a lot of extra time. BJ and Graham both. You can see the improvement just in the meetings, and it's in you know, that whole progression of going on the field. Bless you, going out on the field and seeing how it, you know, seeing it carry over. So I think BJ's probably made the biggest improvement, carrying it from the classroom to the field. And you know, I think Graham's had some good things. He's missed some throws that I'm sure he wish he had back. But it's we always refer to it as preseason football. I mean, if you're a second and third quarterback in the National Football League, you're not going to get the clean looks that, you know, the starter gets. And you have to be able to play through that and still make plays and be productive. So I think these guys are doing a better job of that.
Mike, how has Eddie Lacy's conditioning looked to you?
Eddie Lacy, going through the conditioning test, I mean, he was fine. You know, anytime our players come in, we have a physical conditioning test. So if we had any concerns about any of our guys conditioning-wise, they wouldn't be on the field.
You had Don Barkett taken, it seemed like more reps today with the ones at right tackle. Is that accurate? I guess, what are you thinking there?
Well, Don Barkley, I think I spoke on this the other day, is, you know, we're gonna rep him both at center and right tackle. Based on Don's performance last year, you know, we feel that he has earned an opportunity to compete to be a starter. So, but also, we got to make sure, you know, we got the center position taken care of too. So, I mean, there's a very good competition going on there for the second center.
Mike, you had Deacon Jones doing some stuff on kickoff coverage and punt coverage. Is that the first defensive lineman you've ever used?
No, I'm going to say so. Coverage? No, we've used defensive lineman back here on the kickoff return back in the old wedge days. You know, I'm going to say that. We'll say that word. Kickoff cover. Well, I guess you call OB. Who's that?
I think Lawrence Scott you had out there last year.
Thank you very much. Here you go.
What is the tractor about having?
He can run. I mean, he's a major matchup problem. So, but we're working him as a backup. I don't see that as a primary role for Dayton. But, you know, he has a unique skill set, and it's important for our young guys to come in and make sure they're ready to go on special teams.
What have you seen from Dayton so far?
You know, you can see the talent. The thing I've been most impressed with is his ability to close down line of scrimmage. I mean, he can really run. You can see the quickness. He needs to learn to finish better. You know, that's something that we're coaching through right now. And it's not a conditioning thing or anything. I think it's just more of a, you know, to focus and not thinking. And I think it's kind of normal with a lot of the young guys. You know, they're thinking about other things instead of just the fundamentals at that point. But I think he's off to a good start. He's gonna probably not look as good as he probably would like in a one-on-one type things or some of the, you know, half line drills. But I think he really always consistently in all of our practices, all four practices, has showed up in the team drills. And I think that's a very good indication when you're doing player evaluation. You know, sometimes it doesn't look pretty in the one-on-ones and so forth, but when a guy shows up all the time in the team drills, that's something I've always looked for.
Mike, is there a point where you just expect or hope that with the rookies that the mental side just kind of works itself out and they just play? You know, it's a lot early on, but at some point it's going to just become football.
I think that's an excellent point. That's something you look for in all your young players, and sometimes it doesn't, you know, most times it doesn't happen until their second year where it's clicking all the time and they're playing football. So we try to exhaust every minute, every opportunity in the off-season program to try to eliminate the mental anguish and the struggle that goes with a young player coming into our system. It's something that, you know, that's the hill you definitely need to climb and get over, because when you're thinking out there, you're a step and a half late, and that's a huge gap in our league.
Mike, along those lines, Jeremy Ross, Jarrett Boykin, have they reached that point yet, and are they where you want them to be in their second year?
I'd say Jared and Jeremy are both definitely guys. You say second year, you can say, hey, look at this young man right here, the improvement he's made from year one to year two. They know everything. I mean, they're comfortable what they're being asked to do. You can see the relationship, the connection they're having with the quarterback. That's a huge indicator as far as timing on routes and interpretation of things and adjustments, particularly for a number of things we do at the line of scrimmage. So I've been very happy with their offseason. Obviously, Jared Boykin had to set back with the hamstring injury, but, you know, he stayed here the whole summer, rehabbed it, and he looks good.
Jason asked about Daniels as a second-year guy. What have you thought of McMillan as a second-year guy?
Same deal. I come up here and throw some rainbows all the time, but, I mean, here's another guy that spent a lot of time here and knows the defense inside and out. It's a lot more comfortable. You don't see him thinking back there like he did as a rookie. Played a lot of snaps last year. Was kind of up and down. Did some really good things for us, but the consistency wasn't there. And I see a much more consistent player, which – you know, I'm excited about, because he also has, you know, big playmaking ability, and we've seen that already.
Mike, after missing some of your OTAs and most of your OTAs, how did your Shields came
out of the game? Good. Yeah, I mean, Sam's, you know, I like about Sam, he's got that edge to him. You know, he can run with anybody. They're pretty much faster than anybody. I mean, he gets up there, and, you know, he's a much better player, you know, up in your face. And you know, those are excellent attributes to have as a corner. He has no memory, which is what you need to have as a championship type corner. So, you know, I'm excited about Sam, but he's rusty. I mean, I think it's expected. But you know, Sam will be fine.
What's wrong with Kevin Hughes?
Kevin, we haven't got a final on that, have we? No, they're just looking at him. He's had some headaches. This week, I think we're longer than that away. I think it's probably closer to 2 to 3 weeks.
Thank you, Charles Johnson.
Charles Johnson, they still haven't given me a timetable. We had the MRI on Monday. Pat has still not given me a timetable.
Mike, may I just ask about the Mac Attack burger? It's got some great ingredients.
Eat them. Eat as many as you can. It's for charity. So, and it's competitive. I'm competing with a competitive group of guys. A little input from my family on the Mac Attack hamburger, so it's an eclectic approach to a hamburger. So I ate one. I thought it was excellent. So highly recommend it, yeah. A little French fries to show, you know, from Pittsburgh thing. So thank you.